Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday. We have our high school football preview in the next half hour with the postseason, which includes everyone on the East Coast to preview. And Doug Birdsong is going to join us at 4:06 to talk about that big showdown that Kevin just referenced, with Bucknell taking on Fordham tomorrow night at 6:30. The Dugger will be on to talk about that and more. And tomorrow on the show, Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Indiana football. Icky Woods is on tomorrow. We've also going to have Greg Pickle from Fight On State tomorrow, and the play-by-play voice of Penn State wrestling, Jeff Byers, to preview the opening weekend with Lehigh tomorrow. So that's what we have on tomorrow's show. And then we have our high school football preview next half hour with the voices that carry the games on the show, along with Doug Birdsong to talk about Bucknell and Fordham. Kevin, good afternoon to you, sir.
Mr. Jones, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So, cast of thousands in the playoffs.
Fortunately, I only have to prepare for a few.
Okay. Hey, I almost should be embarrassed for not making it. No, I'm just kidding.
happy I only have to prepare for a few.
There you go. There you go. And I was shocked that A-Rod admitted to the DEA about PED use. Like, really? Hey, I was taken aback by that. Bob Buhner's here.
Hi, Steve. Just back from a week in Sin City, and I don't mean Mifflinburg. I mean out in Nevada. Wonderful time. Glad to be back,
What's the difference?
Fewer horse and buggies in downtown Las Vegas than in downtown Mifflinburg.
No, I thought he meant what was the difference between what you won and what you lost. Oh. That's what I thought he was talking about.
Well, the key is you went with a certain amount of paper. Did you come back with slightly more?
Right.
Well, I would just simply say this. On the wagering outcome, Penn State and the Steelers balanced out rather equally.
Okay.
Although I did win. I bet on a team named Toledo, only because of my love for the Mud Hens and Klinger on the old MASH TV series. That's how I bet occasionally. It has nothing to had a great time out there. Saw lots of great shows. Rock of Ages. Sean Carey and I were talking about before we came on the air. Fabulous musical. Love that Bon Jovi, Journey, 1980s, big hair kind of days.
Is Celine Dion still doing a show out there, or is hers done?
No, Celine is on a medical leave with her with bad vocal cords, and she's not coming back until March. The big headliners out there, Rod Stewart and Elton John.
I knew Elton John had a really good show there.
Rod Stewart as well. And so, Las Vegas was, Steve, your friend Dick Girardi would have loved to have been out there for the Breeders' Cup on Friday and Saturday.
He was.
Oh, he was?
He was.
Oh, man.
Oh, he was at the Breeders' Cup.
No, I mean.
I talked to Dick.
Okay,
Dick
go ahead.
Dick was staying in Pasadena for it, and I talked to Dick Friday morning last week.
Wow.
Talked to Dick this morning, too, as a matter of fact.
And we all know that besides being a great analyst for Penn State basketball, he does have a certain affectation for horse racing, the sport of kings.
Well, I called him at 11 o'clock in the morning last Friday, which, of course, would be 8 o'clock out there. And he says, I'm leaving for the track now. It was at Santa Anita's.
Yes, exactly. It's a beautiful racetrack, and the horses, of course, are the most magnificent horses, the best trainers, all the owners, the finest jockeys from literally around the world come in for this massive weekend outstanding equine action.
Love San Anita.
Great place. And the top, the Breeders' Cup is actually the biggest event of the year is the Kentucky Derby in terms of the event. But the best day, the best 2 days of the year racing-wise, where the top talent, regardless of age, is the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah. And it is. They had 65,000 people at the track. Not bad attendance. And, of course, last Saturday was the big rugby match between my New Zealand All Blacks and the USA Eagles.
I heard you couldn't get that on the web. There were so many people watching it that the server blew up.
I think that's true. There was a sellout in Soldier Field. 60-some thousand were there. Had been sold out for months. Great ratings on NBC. And of course,
better than IndyCar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I have to check that.
And New Zealand won 74-6 with just the incredible athletes they have. And so that was it was a great weekend of sports, and I was watching all of it.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
I was glad you brought in the Celine Dion thing. We finally hit on a topic where, Kevin's expertise comes to the front.
Yeah. But he didn't know about the vocal cords.
I did not.
I'm disappointed about
that. I knew about the Elton John show, though. I would have liked to have seen that one.
Rod Stewart is fabulous.
And we would have loved to have sent you.
Yeah.
Maybe he rolls his eyes.
I'll leave anytime. You just send me a check.
Steve, maybe we could get him to get his Sunbury Motor Company car and drive out there in it.
I don't think I can take the MKC out there, no.
He has a Lincoln this week. Lincoln.
Know.
But, Bob, early in the week, I'm trying to promote the car. I'm trying to promote Sunbury Motors. All he keeps talking about is his seat. I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's a very warm seat.
Okay, that doesn't sell.
It might in January, but you know.
I'm talking about Kevin's seat.
Oh, Kevin's seat. Oh.
That doesn't sell.
No, that does not
I
sell.
I was referring to the inanimate object that does not follow me around.
I'm sorry, not the way you phrased it. It was phrased in such a way where even I was shocked and appalled, mostly the latter.
And the censors here at Sunbury Broadcasting Company went through the roof again.
The censors here at Sunbury Broadcasting Company said what? About what? But this Lincoln is something else. I mean, even Kevin can't foul this thing up. I mean, they go to pass him, a little beeper goes off. The steering wheel is even heated.
The wipers automatically come on when it senses rain. The headlights.
It's idiot proof.
It is.
Perfect for Kevin.
It is. It is the vehicle that was built especially for me. 4-year, 50,000-mile warranty to boot.
Hey, I want to ask you something. Have they given you one yet where you can back into the space, parallel park, and not touch the wheel?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a few of those that have had the parking assist.
Did you try it?
I did, but it freaks me out because I having to have control of everything.
But it worked, right?
It does. It works great. The only thing you have to do is hit the brake.
It's so cool. Wow. Okay.
You gotta
love is some operator.
Yes, you do. It does need some operator assist. But what it does, what you do is you drive up along. You hit the button. It will actually find a spot for you that you can fit into, and it'll say spot coming up or spot available or something like that. It'll sound a little alarm. It'll tell you how far to pull ahead. It'll sound another alarm to stop, and then it says, okay, take your hands off the wheel. You take your hands off the wheel. It turns the wheel. It puts it in reverse. All you do is just hit the brake to ease it in, and then when it's finally done, it'll say parking and finished.
That is so cool. Does this vehicle have it?
This one does not. This particular one does not. But it is an option available on the Lincoln MKC if you'd like.
That is so cool. I like that.
And to think
that's all at Sunbury Motors. See, this is the part where the part I always seem to remember is who's selling the car. Okay. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Bob Buhner continues.
Thank you. No, there's a recurring theme with Kevin and cars. and it has to do with heated seats. No matter what car they give him, the seat always seems to be heated, and I don't know if they're matching Kevin with the car or what it is.
I'm sorry.
I think it's becoming more and more available.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it a family show.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
the option is more and more available on cars as not a standard feature, but a regular feature.
Ah.
My option on the family show thing is like an everyday thing.
Ah, yeah.
I hate this show.
Well, then you could just hang with Lawrence and talk politics all morning. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, the one thing you mentioned, that tomorrow you're going to have Jeff Beyer on, the voice of Penn State Wrestling. And, of course,
yes,
wrestling is obviously huge here in Central Susquehanna Valley for all kinds of reasons. One of the things I noticed this year is that there are a few red shirts being taken by some really incredibly talented national championship-type caliber wrestlers, Nico Michalakis and Zane Rutherford from Benton, PA, are both going to be on the shelf, so to speak.
Yeah, they're going to redshirt. Now, Nico is a little bit different than Zane. Nico has just gone through an extensive freestyle wrestling deal in the off season, and he is trying to get himself ready to attempt to make the Olympic team in 2016. He'll come back and wrestle with the team next year, but he really needed this time to back away from it a little bit and then also train for freestyle wrestling. And we'll get into that tomorrow with Jeff on the show. Don Fisher on Indiana football tomorrow. Also tomorrow on the show, Icky Woods.
Oh,
he's getting some cold cuts.
Yeah, and believe me, you don't think I'm not going to ask him about cold cuts? I shall ask about going to get cold cuts.
Is at least on the when you look at the commercial that he stars in these days for a certain, I think, insurance company.
It's Geico.
Yeah, Geico. Well, since we can say it, I guess. I wonder if he's at his playing weight again, because he looks rather large. But as I recall, when he was playing, he was rather large.
Geico.
There's more on car insurance.
44, ladies, that's me. Woo! Gonna get some cold cuts today.
Cue the
Who
sound
knows?
Effects.
Maybe we'll get him to do that tomorrow.
That'd
oh,
be great!
Oh man, yeah, good old the Icky Shuffle.
I think we'll talk about the Icky Shuffle as well tomorrow. There are a lot of things we're going to talk about with Sir Icky of Woods.
You know, he sounds like a really just a fun guy to be around. I would imagine when he was playing with Cincinnati, he kept his teammates rather loose in the clubhouse.
Sure he did. I'm sure he did. And he had to take the shuffle off the field. The NFL told him to get the thing off the field. Next half hour, we're going to preview high school football. Big games tomorrow night that we will talk to our announcers about the preview, including Sealands Grove Shikellamy. And in the 4 o'clock half hour, Bucknell Fordham with my good friend Doug Birdsong, whom I have immense respect for, and outstanding announcer, good man, and also has done more for Wendy's sales across the northeastern part of the country than any other individual in America besides the girl in pigtails.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
You got to ask him about that. I'm wondering myself.
Oh, I will bring it up. I will try to find out what the fascination is. Also, the fact that you keep using the hostage word. I don't think that's fair.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Welcome back. Today's show from the Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street is Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. We're going to preview high school games this half hour. Lewisburg and Montoursville, Shikellamy and Sealands Grove, and also Shamokin's going to take on Jersey Shore. As of right now, we have Kevin to preview the Shikellamy part, but he's working on others. Doug Birdsong will join us, the play-by-play voice of Bucknell football. Talk about the showdown with Fordham tomorrow night. 6:30, games on Eagle 107 tomorrow night, and please keep in mind that the game will also be on CBS Sportsnet, but we'd love to see you go out there tomorrow night to Mathewson. You know, every game's a big game, but it's probably the biggest game they've had at Mathewson in years, the way Bucknell's playing at 7-1. Fordham's really, really good, nationally ranked. It should be a heck of a game, and the time is great, too, at 6:30 to go see that game. Tomorrow on the show, Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Indiana football, is going to join us. Also, Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, to preview the weekend with the Nittany Lions opening with Lehigh Sunday in Rec Hall. We'll have Jeff on to talk about that. Tim Owen will join us from Blue White Illustrated coming up tomorrow. Talk about that. Talk about the game. And that will be coming up tomorrow. And last but not least, the master of cold cuts, Icky Woods.
Yeah, that commercial's done more for Icky Woods, about as much for Icky Woods as playoffs? What are you talking about, playoffs?
And isn't his mother, wasn't she a major theme in his life back when he was with the Bengals? As I recall, there was something about Icky's mother in the crowd or something.
It might have been. I'll ask him about his mom.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think he tried the shuffle for her, and she said, "What the heck is that?"
Exactly.
He tried it out on it. He had to adjust, and he had to.
But you're right. I remember, Steve, when the NFL kind of banned that for whatever bizarre reason.
Well, they didn't want him doing it on the field, and he had to do it on the sideline.
That's right.
and Jim Breach, the place kicker, then said, don't do it till after I do the extra point because it's distracting everybody from me kicking the extra point. Now, there's two parts. You're a kicker.
Yeah.
And number two, it's an extra point. Everybody makes those.
Or should. Yeah, distraction.
Should. Jeez. I mean, it's a distraction. Now, if you're distracted on an extra point, I would hate to have you run out there with the game on the line from 45. Yeah. where they're jumping up and down trying to block it.
Yep. Yelling all kinds of things in your faces at the same time.
You know, we haven't talked about the extra point, but I have to admit, I actually liked the longer extra point in the preseason when they were experimenting with it.
Okay.
Yep.
I take it you did not.
I don't care.
Steve, how about... Steve?
Listen,
how,
it was the first time I cared about an extra point in a long time that in the NFL.
Steve.
You know, other leagues, though, come in and they do certain things that you end up liking. The AFL, of course, was like college football, and the AFL had the two-point conversion, then so did the USFL. The World Football League had what was called the action point. and you got 7 points for a touchdown. And if you got the action point, you got 8. And
that was
you
had
snap the ball and run a play.
The rouge is confusing to me. I wouldn't want to see that added.
I think the 2-point conversion, I wouldn't mind an action point on each one, but the 2-point conversion certainly is a great option. The problem with the 2-point conversion is as follows. I would like to see the defense also have the ability to score on a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, that has to change. I agree with you there.
Yep. Steve, what do you think of the concept that rugby uses for what they call the conversion, which is the extra point, where you kick the ball from where you cross the goal line? In other words, you come straight out from where. So if you score in the corner, your field goal would probably be on the one hash mark as opposed to straight on, no matter where you scored. It makes it a little more challenging.
Yeah, it does, except in the NFL, the hash marks line up exactly with the upright.
Yeah.
See, that's what I would think you'd have to do. You'd have to move things out a little bit and move, like, create a kicking area.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you score on the corner of the end zone, the back corner of the end zone, you can't have half the team line up
offside.
Out of bounds.
But you could bring it in, say, 8 yards or something. But in other words, make the extra point.
Go from numbers to numbers.
Yeah, a more challenging matter. And also then there becomes a premium if you need to get an extra point. If you're down by 6 or by 7, you might want to try scoring not on the corner but sort of more in the middle of the field. It could affect game strategy as well, which is just a thought.
Kevin, in the area of just a thought, this is where you specialize.
No, I like that idea to a point. I think if you put it in between, listen, you've got to do, you really need to do something to spice up the extra point or get rid of it. Now, the players want to get rid of it because it's just one play that they can get hurt. So either get rid of it or do something to make it worthwhile. In the NFL, the extra point is almost a gimme, with the exception of the one the Steelers scored the other day on the bad snap.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got 2 points out of that.
And really, really nicely done, too, I might add. But
by Brad Wing, yeah.
But with the exception of that play, I can't tell you another time where I've seen an extra point missed this year. Now, I'm sure there have been, but, you know, I can't think of anything that have been. And if you can't make it an interesting play, why have it?
Yeah, it's just, if it just becomes automatic, then there's something to be said about preventing injuries and all that kind of stuff.
Well, in fact, it was the now this was a field goal, but it was back in the 80s, and the Packers were trying to beat the Bears in overtime, and it was had to be a 22-yard field goal by Chester Markle, and it was blocked. And it went back to Chester Markle, who took it and ran it in for a touchdown to win the game. That's a true story. True story.
And
Kevin, so Kevin thinks that the extra point is boring.
It is boring. It is boring. It is the go out to the refrigerator moment. It is the change the channel moment. I mean, I don't even, are they even covering it on Red Zone anymore? I mean, I don't even think they're covering it on Red Zone anymore.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So why have it? I mean, if it's not even worth coverage on Red Zone, then why have it? I like moving it back. I think it makes that extra point a little bit more entertaining. And guess what? It becomes a play that not only are you going to put some effort into as a defense, but as an offense as well. And could be a decide a game.
Well, how far would you like it moved back?
I don't, what did they? Was it a 25-yarder that they did in the preseason?
I know I was the preseason. My level of interest was very very, very low.
I think it was a 25-yarder, and that to me seems.
You mean a 42-yard?
No. It's like a 25-yard extra point. Total yardage was 25 yards. So, that seems reasonable to me.
So you're moving it back, what, to the 8-yard line then?
It's like the 8 or the 10,
okay.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up to be sure. But, I mean, that seems to be, maybe it was even 30, but that seems to be a reasonable length.
If you
why don't we bring back the drop kick?
It's never left.
I was going to say it's still there. It's nobody uses it, but
we need,
especially I mean, Ben.
Mandated dropkick.
The dropkick to be your extra point.
That would be wonderful.
I mean, when was the last time a dropkick was successful? Was that Flutie?
Doug Flutie, yes.
Yeah. But it is still.
He did it on a lark. He did. He did it on a lark last game of the season.
And talented man.
Yeah. Now,
what do you do then? So if you get rid of the extra point, you then also get rid of the option of going for two. And
you would keep that in, and you'd have that's where the stripe comes in.
Okay, and then
at the 2 yard line, yeah.
So is a touchdown is how many points then?
Six.
Okay.
It was a 33-yard extra point is what they experimented with. Now here are the numbers. In the entire season last year, 5 extra points were made. Over 1,300 were attempted.
You mean
so that's five? I'm sorry, missed. So that's 99.6% success rate on the extra point where it is traditionally. In 2014 in the preseason, 8 were missed on 141 attempts. That's 94%.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
That's not a bad percentage of misses. Now, at 94%, I think it's worth looking into.
I'd commission a panel. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. Sealands Gove and Shikellamy coming up tomorrow night. Kevin Hurl on the broadcast here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's a rematch. What should be different this time?
Well, I think a couple of the things that really stand out here in this particular game is the change at quarterback Sealands Gove has made over the last several weeks in putting the freshman Logan Leiby in. He's thrown the ball very well, 54 of 100 on the season for 892 yards. Averaging about 17 yards a pass, but a lot of that is helped out because this is a Sealands Grove team that just runs the football very well, averaging 7 yards a carry this year with both Javon Batts, who's basically the speedster on the outside, who was a 1,000-yard rusher this year, and Zach Adams, who has nearly 700 yards running for the most part between the tackles from the fullback position. Those are tough matchups for the Shikellamy defense. You're going to have to protect the outside and still be aware of the dive back coming up the middle.
Well, it sounds like they can throw the ball better. That means and Sealands Grove won the first time.
Yeah, they can throw the ball. We saw actually Leiby come into the game late in the first matchup between these two teams, but one of the things that has changed for Shikellamy, and I think Sealands Grove saw it a little bit, is the passing game of Christian Schlegel. Petey's thrown the ball very well, especially in the last couple of games. With 1,300 yards passing, averaging 15 yards a pass and 6 touchdowns this year, 6 interceptions, but in those 6 interceptions came in about 2 games. He's thrown the ball very, very well and threw the ball very well against Sealands Grove early in September. It's been so long since these two teams have seen each other, Steve. You know, a lot of things have changed. Shikellamy's offensive line is almost completely different from what it was in that, I think it was week 3 game, and now that line is really well established and blocking very well in pass protection.
And is Shikellamy playing its best football of the year?
They have been playing their best football of the year, but then again, Sealands Grove, coming off a loss, did not play poorly against Southern Columbia either. I mean, you got to consider you're playing one of the top teams in the state in week 10 and played them very, very soundly. The 3 losses that Sealands Grove has had have been just to quality programs and programs that are also either undefeated or pretty darn near undefeated this year, and they played very, very well. Shikellamy has played well in the last few weeks after a string of losses. They've really hit the reset button well, and as I said, part of that due to the reemergence of the passing game and also seeing some success running the ball with Matt Split and also Brett McCreary.
So that is tomorrow night. You'll hear it on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, with tomorrow night, Fordham and Bucknell, the Sealands broadcast will be on
94KX.
94KX. All right. And Lewisburg is in action against Montoursville. And that'll be on the Valley. And the other game in the district tomorrow will be Jersey Shore, by the way, in action against Shamokin. Jersey Shore is still undefeated.
Yeah, they've one of the best defenses in the league. They run the ball very well with Lorson, and then they bring in Bryce Charles as their changeup back. Levi Lorson and Bryce Charles have been kind of their version of Selins Grove's Adams and Bats. I mean, they're good changeup backs, kids that have really run the ball well, but their defense has been very, very impressive. And they're going to have a tough time with Shamokin, because Shamokin has some very talented backs, including a young man at quarterback in Tucker Yost, who really started to come on, I think, running the football more than passing the football a few weeks ago against Shikellamy in a game that a lot of people thought was going to go all Shikellamy's way. Shamokin really played well in the second half and just controlled the football and made some big plays with Tucker Yost running the football, some of the times between the tackles. Out of the pistol formation, which is really impressive for a quarterback.
Yeah, well, what's made Jersey Shore so good this year?
Experience. They just have more and more experience.
Kind of built to it, yeah. Yeah, they built to it, didn't they?
They really developed their team. They really developed their team over the last couple years, just incrementally getting better season by season.
Yeah, that Jersey Shore, it's one of those building programs, and I think we saw a big growth spurt last year in the playoffs. This was a team last year that was a 4 seed, came on the road to Shikellamy and really handled Shikellamy very well at Shikellamy Stadium, then went to Selins Grove for the championship game and really did what they had to do there as well. Now, they had a young man at quarterback, actually at a Wildcat position, that has graduated, and a lot of people thought that he was going to be a tough pair of shoes to fill, but they've really done well offensively, and Logan English has grown as a quarterback in the last 365 days, or a little fewer than a year ago. And I had a good look at him a couple of weeks ago against Shikellamy, and I'll tell you what, he's throwing the ball better than I've ever seen him in the 3 years that he's been playing.
So those are the games coming up across the area tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night will be Bucknell and Fordham, 6:30 at Mathewson Stadium. Doug Birdsong next half hour to talk about the Bison and that game coming up. We're looking forward to it. Tomorrow on the show, Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Indiana football, is going to join us. It's also been an adventurous time for Indiana basketball of late.
Oh, by the way, Steve, I'm sorry. I want to correct something, and I apologize for cutting you off. But Lewisburg-Montoursville, that game, I want to make sure everybody understands, is Saturday night. So that's a Saturday night game at Bucknell, 7:30, with a 7 o'clock airtime on 100.9 The Valley. The rest of the AA schedule, including Mount Carmel Loyal Sox, Southern Hughesville, and Troy Tawanda, are all Friday night at 7, along with the entire AAA schedule are Friday night at 7. So sorry about that, Steve, but I wanted to throw that in.
Which statewide includes the cast of thousands.
Exactly.
All right. And the Pennsylvania high school football playoffs looking like a DeMille film as they march out of Egypt. All right. Amazing. All right. Tomorrow, Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Indiana football. Greg Pickle, Fight on State tomorrow on the game and recruiting. Also coming up tomorrow, we will hear from Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, and Icky Woods on tomorrow because Kevin is anxious to get some cold cuts.
Get some cold cuts today.
Woo! You got to do the big finish. The big finish is the woo.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to blow anybody's speakers out.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it, man.
I'm not sure I can.
No,
I got to save the voice for tomorrow night.
Yeah, got to have those pipes ready for a night game.
It's a night game. It's a rivalry. It's a playoff. It's the playoffs.
Woo.
Woo. Yeah, that's the best I can do today.
Marching out of Egypt.
And hey, let's not forget the other area's undefeated team has a game Saturday afternoon, and that's the Bloomsburg University Huskies.
Are they fifth now in the country?
They are fifth in the country. They are 9-0. They go to Lock Haven Saturday afternoon.
John Allen's team.
Yes. John's a great guy, and he's actually won a couple games, which is a kind of a new thrill for the Lock Haven Bald Eagles. He's a good guy.
You get a You get a 10-year contract at Lock Haven when you do that.
You win two games, you win the third game, and that's a lifetime contract.
And that's when Icky Woods goes, woo!
Woo!
All right. Next half hour, Doug Birdsong on Bucknell Fordham and why his segment should be sponsored by Wendy's. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.